Ken, let me introduce you to attorney from Koskoff, Koskoff and Beter. He is a major partner in Koskoff, Koskoff and Beter with a specialty in medical malpractice. Attorney Jim Horowitz is with me. Jim, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jim.
This is going to be one of those difficult discussions for me because, first off, you're here to talk about a $58 million award, a record-breaking award for a malpractice case. That's the headline story, if you will. But the real tragedy is the subject matter of this award that the jury saw to award $58 million to a young 8-year-old Norwalk boy. Give us a little background, attorney, if you could, on this case.
Sure, Jim. The case involves little Danny, who's now 8 years old, and it has to do with the circumstances surrounding his birth back in 2003. At the time of his birth, or during the course of the pregnancy with the mom, he was developing fine. He was doing great, right up until the tail end of the pregnancy. And this was one of those deliveries that was going to have to be done by a cesarean section because Danny was breech, and there were warning signs that he needed to be delivered. He wasn't. Wasn't delivered on time, and by the time they finally got around to doing the cesarean section, his condition had deteriorated dramatically, and he was actually born practically dead. He had no tone. He was floppy. He was blue. He wasn't breathing, and all he had was a heartbeat. And what this case was all about was that the warning signs to get him delivered earlier weren't followed. And as a result, he's a child now who can't walk, talk, eat. He's fed through a feeding tube, and he is a child who requires round-the-clock care. And he's just he's a wonderful child, a beautiful child, but a severely injured child, and it should not have been. And so what the jury was taking a look at is what happened to him, why it happened to him, and how it all could have been prevented.
And I guess the presumption on my part would be that the jury found that up and down the line, someone or a department or a hospital or a doctor or a group of doctors were found to be not diligent in their duties to deliver this young boy.
That's right. This was a case that was actually just against the doctor who performed the delivery and who took care of the mother during the course of the pregnancy. It was not a case against the hospital.
It was done at a hospital?
Yes, the delivery was done at a hospital. The care was provided by a physician in Stamford. And it all had to do with what was the care that was provided 2 days before he was born, and that was care that was in the doctor's office, and that's the time when an urgent cesarean section should have been performed and wasn't. And then 2 days later, when the mother went into labor, when Kathy went into labor and was taken to the hospital, the doctor, when he finally arrived, did perform a cesarean section, but didn't do it in a way that made sense and didn't do it in a way that was safe. And as a result, the baby was really jammed down into the mother's pelvis, and this was an extraordinarily difficult delivery. The doctor said this was all captured on videotape. That the baby was stuck, jammed in, wedged. Doctor even swore during the course of trying to get the baby out.
Did the doctor understand and at least accept the fact that he was found to be somewhat not at his best moment medically?
Hard to tell what he was thinking at the time of the verdict.
But at
the time, he acknowledged that the baby was stuck, jammed in, and wedged. And that's how he was explaining at the time what had happened to the baby, that the baby was stunned, he said, from the process. And, of course, this was more than just being stunned.
And what has become of this doctor? Does he still practice? Does he still have a license, or she have a license?
He does. He still practices in Stamford and still is delivering babies in the Stamford area. And this is not a case that was brought because this is a doctor who does this over and over again. This is a case that was brought because of what happened to Danny and the circumstances surrounding Danny's birth, and did this doctor meet the acceptable and safe ways to perform the delivery rather than it being some commentary on this doctor and the way he practices altogether.
And we only have a moment left, and it's difficult to surmise all of this and put it all together in some understandable fashion, but $58 million to the average listener, I'm sure, sounds like a lot of money, but We would also imagine this could be challenged, maybe reduced. We don't know. You feel confident that the amount will stand. But having said all of that, this boy will need life care for the rest of his life, however long he may live, because he is so challenged and disabled.
That's exactly right. And it does seem like a lot of money. And the hope is that the verdict will stand. Of course, there are lots of legal challenges and a lot of process and time that's going to go on between now and the time that the family sees any of this money. But he will have needs forever.
How long did it take to get to this point from start to finish? Obviously, you presented the case and said, hey, look, we want to settle out of court.
Danny was born in 2003. The lawsuit was filed in 2005. There was a trial in 2009 that was actually tried to a jury, and the jury was hung, meaning that the jury was deadlocked and couldn't decide. We later learned that the jury was hung 5-1 in favor of Danny. 2 years goes by after that, and the case was retried again in Waterbury, and this time the outcome was 6-0. So over the two trials, 11 out of 12 jurors found that what happened here was something that shouldn't have happened, and it all should have been prevented.
Well, it's one of those cases that has attracted a lot of attention, and I think it was a case that probably would be maybe, I don't know, an example of how things go so badly wrong and the subsequent jury verdict that would penalize someone who would be lacking in their medical practice. But then again, you know, there's always a price to pay when bad things happen and you're found to be lacking in your skill, even one time.
That's right. And we are very careful at our firm at Koskoff, Koskoff & Beter about these cases. And it's always our sense that these are the result here is not a penalty, but what it is, yes, the doctor did do something wrong. Yes, this should have been prevented. Yes, Danny does have extraordinary needs. Yes, he should be compensated for those needs, and we're very grateful to the jury for the hard work that they did here.
Attorney Jim Horwitz with Koskoff, Koskoff and Beter, with a specialty in medical malpractice. We all wish young Danny and his parents, who love him dearly, best life he can have. And the money will aid in some minimal way, at least.
We certainly hope so. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Here's Travis.